Pride of Toronto, 103.9 Proud FM. You are tuned into the Mike Chaloux Show with Miss AC Rowe, and we're very excited because our sexy man, the king of travel, on the airwaves right now, right from New York City, taking us to Paris, Mr. Ed Salvato. Hi, gorgeous man.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing good. Long time no hear or chat.
Right. I think it was Pete Town last time.
Were you in Paris?
I was in Paris for 10 days, yeah.
So there's definitely a destination for the gays in Paris.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I lived there a number of years ago, and it's just changed so much. It's become much, much gayer in the past 20 years. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Well, tell me where to go and where to do and who to do and what to see.
Absolutely. You know, you can pretty much stay in most of the major central arrondissement or quarters of Paris. But I think a particularly nice place for gay and lesbian travelers to stay is the Marais, M-A-R-A-I-S. It's really centered around the 4th arrondissement for the most part, but it's pretty much the center of Paris. It's one of the oldest parts of Paris. And it's super charming, lots of little small streets. And gay and lesbian people have been moved in there, say, starting 20 years ago, and they've built it up. It's sort of like a Greenwich Village or South End or the Village, you know, in Toronto. It's really a terrific place where gay and lesbian people live, but there's also lots of bars, restaurants, clubs, bookstores, boutiques, everything catering to the LGBT crowd.
Paris has been thought of for a long time as a place that is way more accepting of gay culture, where people could be out much earlier than they could in other places. Has that kind of infused itself into the daily life in Paris?
Yeah, you know, it really, Paris is sort of like laissez-faire in the sense of it kind of doesn't really care outwardly about how other people behave, or, as long as everyone conforms to the culture to a certain extent, and all you have to do is throw in a bonjour from time to time. But if you think about the acceptance of African-Americans, for instance, in the 20s and 30s, you know, Josephine Baker, the black people were really celebrated there. You know, similarly, they accept pretty much anyone who kind of conforms to a certain extent and celebrates their culture. But that really is a big part of it. And, you know, they love having gay and lesbian visitors. They don't care what goes on in your bedroom. I think that's kind of the bottom line. They just don't care.
Where should I be going for a cocktail or two?
Yeah, that's a terrific question. Again, you can go to a lot of different places, but a really nice place to start, especially as a gay and lesbian visitor from Canada, is in the center part of Le Marais at a little bar called the Open Cafe. It's really in the center. It's where a lot of people start their evening for a quick bite, a quick cocktail, a drink, or a beer or wine. And just watching the people walk by, you kind of make your choice there. You know, oh, there's someone I want to meet later on. And then a lot of people, slightly older, maybe more of a bear leather community, goes to a nearby bar called the Cox, C-O-X. And then a lot of people end up at one of two or, say, three places. One is Riad, R-A-I-D, which is a terrific little dance, drinking, kind of stand and pose bar, but it gets really, really crowded. Another, which has a terrific bar upstairs that's cheap for French standards, is called Free DJ, and they have a great but very small dance floor downstairs, and a brand new place called Spice, S-P-Y-C-E. That's where kind of all the cool kids are going right now, and these are all within sort of drunk stumbling distance of one another.
That's exactly how you need it.
Exactly right.
Is it really as expensive as everyone imagines it is? You just made a comment about cheap by Paris standards. The idea of going there, just imagining it puts a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It is really expensive. It's 1.4 euros for the Canadian dollar, and you know that's basically take everything and add almost 50% to it. So that coffee you get typically at the corner store is going to add, you know, it's $2. Say it's going to cost you $3, you know, in Paris. But you kind of have to budget accordingly. You kind of have to just ignore that and know it's going to be a little bit pricey. The cool thing to do is a lot of people are staying at, like, bed and breakfasts in, or even in people's living rooms, like the sort of couch surfing phenomenon. There's two new sites. One is windu.com, W-I-N-D-U.com, and then Airbnb.com, and you can actually find cool little places to couch surf at much cheaper prices. I mean, so it depends on your budget. You can actually make it work when you're in Paris, but be prepared. It is not cheap there.
Mr. Ed Salvato, you always give us great details and very good tips. So how do people check you out online?
Check me out at edsalvato.com.
Ed Salvato, we love your guts, and we'll talk soon.
Love you back.
All right, bye, baby.
Au revoir.